two longtime Hollywood voices silenced over the weekend. A loss that makes me feel sad and a bit old.
Oh, you're Beaky.
That's what they used to call me at school. I happened to be driving by. I thought I'd just pop in for a cup of tea.
Well, I've heard so much about you, Mr. Poynton.
Johnny told me about you, too. I ran into him at Newbury Races last week.
The races?
Oh, put my foot in as usual, have I? I mean, didn't he tell you?
Johnny has a job. He couldn't have been at the races.
That's Joan Fontaine from the Hitchcock film Suspicion. Fontaine was a Hollywood legend, a mainstay, and a gifted actress who lived until the age of 96, who in the hereafter is possibly a little annoyed that she had to go at basically the same moment as this fellow.
That a foot cannot be crossed.
I'll cross it if you will.
You? It takes more than a compass, Englishman. Then a foot is the worst place God created.
I can't answer for the place, only for myself.
Peter O'Toole in Lawrence of Arabia, a movie star and an actor who was in a category all by himself. The announcement that he had died at age 81 brought this from Irish President Michael Higgins. Ireland and the world has lost one of the giants of film and theater. O'Toole's acting career began on stage in England as a teenager. He was a TV pioneer and then got his big break in Lawrence of Arabia that instantly made him an international star. He once wrote of this experience. I woke up one morning to find I was famous. I bought a white Rolls Royce and drove down Sunset Boulevard wearing dark specs and a white suit, waving like the Queen Mum. Of O'Toole's legendary lust for life and embrace of stardom, there is only precision in the record. The biographical details of how this sprite of a genius came into this world, a little less precision.
The family version of my date and place of birth is June 1932 in Ireland. The same event is recorded as August of the same year at an accident hospital in England. My baptism was in November 1932, also in England. There are slight but charming variations of nomenclature on all three occasions.
That's Peter O'Toole reading from his memoir, Loitering with Intent, on the BBC. He was a classical actor in the mold of all the greats.
Oh, Thomas, I'm ashamed of this whole silly masquerade. All right. So I've come here to make my peace with their Saxon hero, because I need them now, those Saxon peasants of yours.
The 1964 Beckett with Sir Richard Burton. Here with Katharine Hepburn in The Lion in Winter, it was as though these two giants of the screen were playfully summing up civilization itself.
None of you will get my kingdom, I leave you nothing, and I wish to plague by all your children, breach and die.
You go to Rome, we'll rise against you.
Who will?
Richard, Geoffrey, John, and Eleanor of Aquitaine.
The day those stout hearts band together is the day that pigs get weak.
There'll be pork in the treetops come morning.
O'Toole as an actor was also outrageous in his ability to make us believe, capable of stretching the limits of life and character. He played Jesus, or a loony heir to a fortune who believed himself to be Jesus. Miracle on 34th Street kind of meets One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Peter O'Toole in The Ruling Class.
I am the Lord Jesus, come again in my own body to heal the sick, the troubled, and the ignorant. I am he that liveth, and behold, I am alive for everyone. Is everybody happy? Now hear this. I come to proclaim the new dispensation. The gospel dispensation promised only salvation to the soul. The new dispensation gives it to the body as well.
O'Toole wrote this one time, I will not be a common man because it is my right to be an uncommon man. I will stir the smooth sands of monotony, he wrote, as a young man of his future, and he certainly made good on that promise. He said this one time about acting. The love of it is great, huge, and it will be with me forever. I blundered into it. I found I could do it well. It has raised me from nothing into something. Not a lot, but something. If you do something well and you enjoy it, what more can you bloody well ask? Peter O'Toole exits at age 81, as effortless and emotional a gesture as anything he ever did on stage.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.